Closing arguments continue today in the penalty phase of the trial of Christopher Monfort. Monfort ambushed two Seattle police officers on Halloween in 2009, killing one of them. The state wants to see Monfort executed. The defense hopes Monfort gets life in prison without the possibility of parole. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
Attorneys on both sides laid out their case before the jury. Women make up over half the jury. Monfort's attorneys reminded them of Chris Monfort's difficult childhood. He was abandoned by his mother. He never really connected with his father, and he was repeatedly bullied by racist peers. That mistreatment set the stage for his mental illness. They say he snapped when he saw a video of a young mixed-race girl getting beat up by a large police officer. Monfort's attorney, Stacy McDonald, told the jury that those mitigating circumstances don't excuse the crime, but they could be enough to inspire mercy. She advised them not to back down from that feeling when deciding Monfort's fate.
So what that means is you can be back in that jury room and one juror can talk for 15 minutes about all the reasons they feel that a death sentence is appropriate. And the next juror can say, for me, based on my moral judgment, life is appropriate and I can't quite tell you why I feel that way, but that's my moral judgment. All right. No one can require that you articulate why you feel the way you feel.
On the other hand, prosecutor John Castleton asked jurists to think hard before granting any leniency to Monfort.
Does he deserve your mercy? The entire reason the defendant did what he did was to show no mercy. His intent in killing Tim Brenton and trying to kill Britt Sweeney was to show no mercy. He told you flat out he has no remorse.
Closing arguments continue this morning. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.